And it's my pleasure to welcome Maya Fu, who's going to be speaking about Matthew Brady's famous photographic portrait of the actor Edwin Booth and his young daughter Edwina. Maya spent this past summer as a research assistant in the Department of Photographs at the National Portrait Gallery, working with me on a new exhibition project. She's a graduate of the University of Washington and is currently doing a master's in museum studies over at George Washington University. And I know it'll be a real treat to hear what she has to say about this portrait. So if you'll follow us, we're gonna go around to the gallery.
So everyone can come up and take a look at the portrait if they'd like. This is the portrait that I'll be speaking about tonight. This is a portrait of Edwin Booth and his daughter Edwina from 1864 that was taken by the Matthew Brady Studio in New York City. This portrait, as well as the other portraits in this hallway, form part of the Frederick Hill Meserve collection, which is composed of approximately 5,400 glass plate negatives. This portrait is actually a contemporary print, as well as the other portraits, that was taken from the original negative. And these portraits were created by the Chicago Albumen Works Company that uses archivally sound paper to produce these portraits. And then they also use the original chemical processes to give them basically historical authenticity of how these albumen prints would have been produced in the 19th century. These portraits are all cartes de visite, which were basically sort of like trading cards. Celebrities and prominent figures of the day would visit the Matthew Brady Studio, sit for the portrait photographer, have their portrait taken, and then these images were made into basically like trading cards. People would collect these cards and place them into albums, and they were basically of actors or writers or political figures. Edwin Booth was a stage actor who was known for his portrayals of Shakespearean characters that were filled with melancholy and drama. He came from a family of actors, and his father was Junius Brutus Booth. And his father was a stage actor who actually discouraged his 10 children from entering the acting profession, although he allowed his three sons, Edwin Booth, John Wilkes, and Junius Jr., to accompany him on his production tours. From when Edwin was a teenager, he began acting, and he first began acting in mining camps in California. And by 1853, he landed his first role as Hamlet in a San Francisco theater company, which actually traveled the production through the South. And during this time, he met his first wife, Mary Devlin, who was another actor. Mary Devlin had a profound influence on Edwin Booth's acting style, and she actually encouraged him to adopt a more natural acting style, and he became known as one of the first method actors, meaning that he incorporated real-life emotion into his characters, and he used his personal life tragedies to sort of fuel his portrayals. So in comparison to his acting contemporaries, whose roles seemed almost too well-rehearsed, and almost robotic in a way, his portrayals of these same characters were three-dimensional and very lifelike. Edwin had a lot of sort of tragedies to go off of, unfortunately, especially in the 1860s. Beginning in 1863, his wife died unexpectedly, and up until this point, Edwin was an alcoholic, and when his wife died, he was faced with the reality of raising their young daughter, Edwina, who was only 2 years old at the time. And I think this literally sobered him up. And he hardly ever drank after that. This portrait was taken the following year. And this is actually one of the things that drew me to this portrait, was the fact that you hardly ever see a portrait of a father and a child, or a father and a daughter especially. And I think his wife's absence is noticeably present in a way. And Edwin looks so contemplative and sort of introverted and sort of disconnected from his child, who obviously is still incredibly dependent on him, even though she's just 3 years old. The following year, when this portrait was taken in 1864, Edwin starred in the play Julius Caesar with his brothers Junius Jr. and John Wilkes. Ironically, Edwin played the role of Brutus, who assassinates Julius Caesar, while his brother, the would-be and soon-to-be assassin of President Lincoln, John Wilkes Booth, played the role of Mark Antony, who was Caesar's supporter. 1864 was also the year in which Edwin Booth donated to President Lincoln's campaign, and little did he know that about a year later, in April 1865, that his brother would assassinate President Lincoln. And when this event occurred, Edwin declared an early retirement from the stage. This was short-lived, and he returned to the stage after about a year in a comeback performance as Hamlet. And he decided to never perform in Washington, D.C. ever again, rather appropriately. He continued to grow as a successful stage actor, and in 1869, he funded and personally raised money to establish his own theater. And this wasn't a very successful business venture. He was a better actor than he was a sort of financial advisor and accountant. He went bankrupt and subsequently had to tour Europe to sort of pay off these debts. Around the same time, he met his second wife, Mary McVicker, who was another actor, and he forced both of his wives into early retirement for them. It was almost as though the competition would have been too much for him to have another actor in such a close relationship with him. And the marriage to Mary McVicker wasn't a very happy one. They lost an infant son during childbirth, and then the financial difficulties that Edwin endured from his sort of failed attempts from establishing a theater company basically made the marriage fail, and Mary McVicker died in 1881. Later that decade, in 1888, importantly, Edwin Booth established The Players, which was a men's club that was founded to promote basically a social discussion between leading intellectual elites of the day, including Mark Twain, who was one of the founding members and one of the earliest members. The Players still exists today. It's in Gramercy Park in its original building in New York City. And it was exclusively a men's club until 1989, when they started to allow women in there. However, women were sort of honorary members, beginning in 1911 with Sarah Bernhardt as the first woman. And today, The Players still attracts leading figures from the fields of literature, acting, poetry, television, and film. And Edwin continued to run The Players until his death in 1893, and he lived above the building. And I think his fame also stands on its own, regardless of his relation to his brother. He was a successful actor before his brother assassinated the president. And also, his fame didn't decrease after John Wilkes Booth killed President Lincoln. And the audiences didn't even place any blame on Edwin Booth on his brother's crimes. They completely separated the two. And I think that's a really important aspect to emphasize, is that he was such a great actor, and people had such a profound respect for him, that he was able to overcome these tragedies, and then not only overcome them, but use them in his roles. So, are there any questions? I really wasn't able to find a lot of information about her. It's pretty interesting, though, because Edwin Booth had a long correspondence with the theater critic William Winter, and these are really the only sort of personal insights that we have into Edwin Booth's life. And through these letters, he talks about sort of the anxieties of being a single father and raising this young daughter, and how she's sort of gallivanting with all these men that he doesn't think very highly of. And so very, fatherly anxieties. But other than that, all I know is that she got married later in life, and she didn't enter the acting profession at all. Yeah.
Do you know much about Brady?
I do know that Matthew Brady, well, he was a successful portrait photographer, and he made a lot of his money. He became rather successful during the Civil War, but then in 1867, he, during the Depression of 1867, he actually lost quite a bit of money, and he was forced to sell his glass plate negatives. And these glass plate negatives, which are the ones that produce these portraits, ended up in several different hands of photographic companies that sort of bailed each other out of debt and financial difficulties. So he was a sort of a long-lived professional photographer, but his success didn't last throughout his career.